This is GQDN for Friday, or should I say Friday, April 19th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get the drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest, and that way you get 25% off of your purchase. Lots of great stuff up there. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff, and you'll be available to see all the stuff that goes into the Discord. You'll see the whole Discord if you're a Patreon. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a headset? News about Pokemon Go. And, oh, here we go. The World of Warcraft War Within data miners. Yep, here we go. But we begin today with an apology. PC Games N did say that Final Fantasy XIV producer Noki Yoshida did apologize for the graphic update. Now, he did thank players for the feedback from patch 7.0. And he was giving some explanations for the team updates and the updates. So he did write some stuff in a blog post, quote, talking about the game. The character creation tool was created over 10 years ago, based on the release version of A Realm Reborn. The character creation environment should have been updated, but was overlooked as we prioritized the development of Dawn Trail and turning the graphical updates in the actual game, for which I would like to apologize. We're currently expediting a rework of the environment and light sources of character creation for both the actual game and benchmark once that is complete. The current benchmark will be replaced. So yes, he did apologize. There are no apologies about this, though. Well, it is Dragon Dogmas 2 patch that has been nerfed. According to GamesRadar.com and PushSquare.com, the Dragon's Plague is now easier to recognize because that disease can kill off towns, cities, environments with a legal or lethal infection in the ponds. And that is despite the part of players who are trying to kill the pawns in order to stop the plague. But Dragon's Dogma did get up on X and posted some bullet points. So here's what they said on X, quote, "To all Dragon Dogma 2 players, we have an update planned this month with the following adjustments and fixes. We will release them on each platform as soon as they are ready. Thank you for your patience and support." Now, what did they do? Well, they did do some adjustments to the pawns, behavior, and dialogue. And they're fixing the issues for the escorts quest, what are considered failed, while accessing the character edit or other specific situations, along with a lot more stuff, which I'm not going to get into here. So, if you want to check that out, that is up on X, follow Dragon's Dogma. Or you can just become a patron of ours. We have it in the show notes. GQDN. And after that, you can go check out World of Warcraft, because IGN did say that the data miners were talking about what could be a new playable race. And of course, Wowhead got up on X and said, quote, "In looking through the War Within customization data, we expected to see Earth and Eldred race show with many new customization descriptions. Seeing so many for the Heronor took us by surprise." So, could there be some more stuff? Well, we'll keep our eyes on it. We knew there were going to be some allied races. It's all right. Now, Dot Esports did say that Pokemon Go did reveal the new Paladin Pokemon Go Fest, and it could be coming soon, but where? Well, the Slip Road was up on Reddit and showed a picture of the different Pokemon characters. And of course, they were looking at the data mines part with the Wugritro. It's a Pokemon. And the Necrozma did show up there as well. And that's because the Pokemons are in the game files now. But we'll see if they show up soon. But they are in the game files. We'll see if they show up. Now, into the esports corner, Esports Insider did say that GameSquare did report $52 million revenues and a $31 million net loss last year. Now, the North American esports gaming company called GameSquare did release its financial report for 2023, and it ended in December 31st. Now, the company did report some record revenues, $52 million, and that is up from $28.1 million from the previous year. And the company did say that the surge was attributed to the recent acquisition of the Engine Gaming and organic growth. But the company did have a net loss of $31.3 million, and that was an increase from its $18.1 million loss in 2022. So GameSquare does have a aggressive M&A strategy, and that would include the acquiring the selling of assets. But for 2023, GameSquare was able to report a gross profit of $13.4 million, which was up from $9.7 million over the previous year. So the CEO, Justin Kenna, did say, quote, "The restructuring of our sales and marketing organizations to align better with our new business model has had a temporary impact on our revenue opportunities. However, our team's effort to maintain strong partnerships have poised our media business in accelerated growth when the market improves. Our shareholders should feel the impact of our recent acquisitions and our revamped operational model throughout 2024. I am thrilled about the direction we're heading." Some people were heading out to someplace else, more like in Hyrule. According to PCGameRadar.com, a lot of people were playing a ton of hours because they were exploring Hyrule itself, and that number was 870 hours. In fact, Nightfish on X Twitter said, quote, "Here are the footprints of about 870 hours of walking, aiming to complete all the shrines and explore all the areas." And that is a lot. Good job on that. Could have used a controller though, couldn't you? Well, look, it is still Nintendo. And NintendoLife.com did say that there is a Power A wireless Lumia Switch controller that is out there. But they did a review and they didn't like the keys. Yeah, but it does have some good colors to it. And that is a part of the Nintendo Switch family. So it is a controller. And Nintendo Life did play with it there a little bit. But here's what they said about it. Quote, "Power A Lumia Switch controller delivers exactly what it says on the tin. Disclaimer, the controller does not come in a tin. This is a comfortable pro controller alternative, minus a couple of features, that offers fun customizable novelty in its LED options and mappable rear buttons. The former headline feature does a little less useless in practice, but is a solid addition for those who are all about aesthetics. It's nice to see the Switch, the wireless option, seeing the potential 2021 Spectra through the increased price tags does make missing features that feels a bit more prominent. The Pro Controller is still the way to go after all of the full shebang." Could use the headset with it too. PC Games N said that Corsair's budget gaming headsets are getting an upgrade with some improvements, and that's the HS35B2. It'll be improving and expanding the company's HS35 budget gaming headset offering. And the new design will include a headband, a tweaked ear cup shape, and it has surround version on the company's low-tier HS35 range. They'll have a virtual surround sound. So if you're looking for a cheap headset, this one looks pretty good. Indeed. We know something else is pretty good. It is official. According to GGmania.com, Fallout TV show is getting a second season. Indeed, indeed. In fact, Fallout Prime did say on Twitter, quote, "Wouldn't want to keep you on the edge of your seat now, would we? See you back in the wasteland for season two." We'll be coming back, and we will be on tomorrow. twitch.tv/DawnForge. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. EST, 5:30 for the pre-show. Want to hear some music? If you do, we'll be doing that. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. Until then, go play some games, people.